Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next 30 minutes. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. The top story, Michelle Obama confirms she will skip rest of decade, Dateline Washington. Declining to attend any event or go anywhere at all until 2030, former First Lady Michelle Obama confirmed Thursday that she would be skipping the rest of the decade. I've decided to just go ahead and excuse myself for the rest of the 2020s, said Obama, speaking to reporters through an intercom by the front door of her home in D.C.'s historic Colorama neighborhood. If Barack wants to go to this or that, even, he's of course free to do so. But me? Hell no. I can't take another second of this shit. I won't be making any appearances, public or private. No. Fuck that. Reach for further comment. Obama acknowledged she had already inked a multi-million dollar deal with Netflix to make a documentary about her life, sitting on her ass reading a book for the next several years. Next, Target losing market share as more Americans opt to forego all earthly possessions. Dateline Minneapolis, Minnesota. After months of declining sales at the retail chain, experts confirmed Tuesday that Target was losing market share due to more Americans opting to forego all earthly possessions. While Target used to have a loyal customer base that would leave the store laden with everything from cosmetics to home decor, millions of U.S. shoppers are now switching over to giving up worldly goods altogether, said Edward Jones analyst Yvonne Carr, who explained that Target's plunging stock prices were due in large part to customers realizing they did not need material possessions to be happy. They've unfortunately realized that satisfaction is not found through ceramic mugs and storage bins. Boots and slippers were flying off the shelves a year ago, but now customers would rather cast off all their possessions and wander barefoot into the wilderness. If Target doesn't make some major changes fast, its customers might never return to society. At press time, Carr acknowledged that bath mats were still selling well. Next, Sun unsure what it has to do to get humans to worship it again. Dateline Houston. Coming to terms with its diminished status after thousands of years as a venerated deity commanding pure devotion, the Sun admitted this week that it was unsure what it had to do to get humans to worship it again. Last year, I tried this huge total eclipse, and that didn't do shit, the Sun said via a series of violent solar flares translated by NASA astronomer Wayne Stern, who noted the yellow dwarf's star displeasure that it no longer received sacrificial offerings of human virgins or even herd animals. How can I make it any more glaringly obvious that I am an omnipotent force deserving of unwavering loyalty? I'm the largest object in the sky. I am life, and I am death. I am creator and destroyer. I am the motherfucking sun. How can there be any doubt that I am God? On Monday evening, the Sun announced it had officially given up after thousands of humans stepped out into the backyard to admire a particularly neat full moon. Next, J.D. Vance begins to suspect they're another group chat. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. Noticing everyone else's phone simultaneously buzzing throughout a meeting, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance began to suspect there was another group chat among Trump's senior staff that he wasn't a part of, sources confirmed Monday. It can't be a coincidence that they all keep looking down at their phones and chuckling at the same time, said the former Ohio senator, growing increasingly suspicious that he was being excluded after a hard reset on his phone failed to eliminate any connectivity issues. For the past week or so, they've been referencing these inside jokes that everyone seems in on except me. I go to all the meetings, so those jokes must be originating from a separate thread. Plus, the group chat I'm on is pretty dead. It seems like no one uses it except me and Lara. And when I tried to make a side group with me, Elon Musk, and Stephen Miller, they both texted back and asked, "Who was this?" And when I replied it was me, JD, I could hear laughter from down the hall. Usha said, "I'm just being paranoid," but I'm not so sure after that. At press time, Vance reportedly offered to call his own phone using Susie Wiles' device so that she could be sure she had the right number, but the incoming chief of staff quickly responded that it would be a security issue. Next, distressing survey finds most citizens unable to name all 340 million Americans. Dateline Washington. Revealing a steep decline in the populace's knowledge of its own country, a distressing survey commissioned Monday by the Department of Education found that most U.S. citizens are unable to name all 340 million Americans. The ability to recite from memory the names of each of the nation's residents used to be a basic component of a person's civic knowledge, but of the respondents we polled, only 15% could list them all, said researcher Janet Medalis, adding that a full third of responders incorrectly included citizens of Canada and Mexico in their answers. People made it through the Johns and Marys confidently enough, but most of them trailed off well before naming a single Kip. As alarming as it is to say, the average European can probably name more U.S. citizens than the average American. It's a full-blown educational crisis. And keep in mind, this is just asking them for first and last. God only knows how bad it would be if we asked them to list all 340 million middle initials, too. At press time, the researchers had reportedly petitioned Congress to appropriate $50 million for name tags. Next, Kendrick Lamar hit with drive-by summons outside L.A. nightclub. Dateline Los Angeles. In a chaotic scene that saw young people screaming and ducking for cover in the moments after the hip-hop star was served from a passing vehicle, witnesses confirmed Thursday morning that Kendrick Lamar had been hit with a drive-by summons outside an L.A. nightclub. It all happened so fast. 1 minute Kendrick was standing around talking with his friends, and the next, he was on the ground with a stack of papers covering his chest, said club owner Mark Rogers, noting that when they saw its tinted windows rolling down, Lamar's bodyguards dove in front of the black Escalade that delivered the documents, but they were unable to prevent the Not Like Us rapper from receiving the notice to appear in court. I always get a bad feeling when I see rappers hanging around my club with highly paid lawyers because it seems like the lawsuits and countersuits could break out at any moment. I just wish they could make music in peace without fear of legal action. At press time, security was said to have been tightened outside Drake's Toronto mansion following reports that attorneys from a white shoe law firm had been spotted in the neighborhood. Next, nursing home told man playing accordion for them is Billy Joel. Dateline, South Plainfield, New Jersey. Having been informed that he canceled a major stop on his big world tour just to be with them on a Thursday afternoon, residents at Golden Horizons Senior Care Center were told the man playing accordion for them in the facility's dining room was Billy Joel. That's right, folks. The Piano Man himself will be playing all the hits that made him a global sensation, Recreation Coordinator Charles Milton said, as polite applause followed the opening number, which, according to Milton, was probably Uptown Girl. You said you liked him, right, Linda? And I can tell Marcella and Stanley are in a New York state of mind. What are you going to do next, Billy? Allentown? Or will it be Only the Good Die Young? I hope everybody sticks around because we've got Jimmy Buffett coming up next. Milton went on to clarify that guest performers do not reflect the views of Golden Horizons Senior Care Center after the man said to be Billy Joel launched into an unexpected monologue about how Barack Obama was not born in the United States, receiving a standing ovation. Next, how Mark Zuckerberg is making Meta more MAGA-friendly. Meta founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has made a major right-wing pivot, including adding Trump ally Dana White to the company's board and agreeing to co-host an inauguration reception. Here are the other changes Zuckerberg is implementing to make the tech company more MAGA-friendly. 12,000% more AI-generated images of a muscular Elon Musk shaking hands with John Wayne. Lowering the age minimum on Facebook dating to 9. Allowing open carry in the Meta food court. Banning immigrants from stealing Americans' hard-earned Instagram likes. Letting Don Jr. join any expectant mother's Facebook group he wants, no questions asked. Adding two-way mirrors to all women's bathrooms. More Instagram ads for tactical flashlights and divorce lawyers. Encouraging more diverse perspectives on which races are inferior. And restoring Confederate monuments that were taken down from Meta headquarters in 2021. Next, LAPD arrests everyone who lost home in fire. Dateline Los Angeles, California. Saying such individuals posed a threat to the safety and security of all city residents, the Los Angeles Police Department announced Thursday that it had arrested everyone who lost their home in the ongoing wildfires. In the interest of maintaining public order, I have instructed my officers to round up any suspicious person whose domicile was recently destroyed in the fires, said Los Angeles Police Department Police Chief Jim McDonnell, stressing that his units had already detained thousands of such indigent characters in neighborhoods ravaged by the Palisades, Eaton, and Hearst wildfires. Just because your dwelling has been reduced to smoldering ash does not give you the excuse to make other residents feel unsafe by begging for water or clothing. It drives down property value, and frankly, it's unsightly to have someone going around in their charred rags and asking for handouts. Enough is enough. For any stragglers still out there, we are demanding you clear out of public places tonight, or the department will be forced to take more drastic action. McDonald also announced a massive overnight raid on what he called the illegal shanty towns erected by the Red Cross. Next, in Onion Photos, donut pillow shit for smothering. Next, elderly man sets sight on big chair. Dateline Reading, Pennsylvania. With a look of hardened resolve crossing the man's face as he discovered the large recliner was unoccupied, witnesses confirmed Wednesday that local elderly resident Robert DeLaccio had set his sights on a big chair. According to sources, Delacio hobbled determinedly toward the worn gray seat, throwing a sharp stare at a nearby young grandson who had started to make movements in the same direction. Delacio reportedly groaned with anticipation as he quickened the pace of his shuffle, focusing his effort as if every year of his long life had earned him this reward. At press time, sources reported that the elderly man was standing motionless next to the recliner, having successfully reached it, and then realized he had no viable strategy for sitting down. Next, corporate security detail not sure why they guarding crockpot CEO, Dateline Neosho, Missouri. Confused by the sudden directive to neutralize any threats to the leader of the popular kitchen appliance brand, corporate security officer Tim Mulrooney was reportedly unsure Wednesday why he had been assigned to guard the CEO of Crock-Pot. A person from the company called in a panic last week and said the CEO needed to beef up his security detail, but when we asked what sorts of threats he was facing, they just kept saying he'd made a lot of enemies lately and wouldn't elaborate, said Mulrooney, who reported for duty in the lobby of the company's small headquarters in rural Missouri along with 12 equally confounded members of the Slow Cookers executive newly enhanced security details. I guess I'd be mad if my crock pot overheated and burned my chili or something, but I can't see getting angry enough to plot an assassination attempt, but oh well. Whatever makes him feel safe, we get paid either way. At press time, sources confirmed Mulrooney and his entire security detail were dead after a katana-wielding assassin rappelled down from the office's ceiling in a surprise attack. Next, The Onion's exclusive interview with Justin Trudeau. After nearly a decade as Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau announced his resignation this week. The Onion sat down with the outgoing Canadian leader to discuss the highs and lows of his tenure. The Onion: what prompted the timing of your resignation? Trudeau: I didn't want to be a distraction while my party cleans up the pile of shit I just dumped in their lap. The Onion: what are some highlights from your time in office? Trudeau: getting to meet the Pope, getting to touch the Pope's hat, getting to go in the Pope's little car. The Onion: have you found a bright side to resigning as Prime Minister? Trudeau: you can't get canceled for blackface if you don't have a job. The Onion: should Canada join the United States? Trudeau: and bend the knee to an old, out-of-touch billionaire of ill-gotten gains? Sorry, we already do that. The Onion: is there anything you would have done differently? Trudeau: I would have jailed all those people who said I looked bad with a beard. The Onion: what are your plans for the future? Trudeau: probably start a podcast with my buds and collect checks on the board of whatever Canada's version of Google is. Next, the political profile of Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, has refused to withdraw his nomination amidst allegations of financial mismanagement and sexual misconduct. Here is what you need to know about the Defense Secretary nominee's background. Marital status: third wife, 12th affair. Military rank: goon. Speaking style: eight drinks in. Hairstyle: speaking role in American Psycho. Tattoos: a small heart on his ankle and absolutely nothing else. Favorite war crime: making captives play Russian roulette. Perfect date. Unconscious. Biggest pet peeve. Consent. Greatest achievement. Able to live with what he's done. Next, elite commando sick of unseen assailants darting through fog to quietly dispatch team one by one. Dateline location classified. Grumbling, not this shit again, as a shadowy figure zipped around at the edges of his vision, elite commando Major Teddy Sandman Hawthorne confirmed Friday that he was sick of unseen assailants darting through the fog to quietly dispatch his team one by one. Man, it really ticks me off when I deploy for a classified mission in low visibility conditions, only for a mysterious foe to play cat and mouse, picking off my squad and hardened operators, Hawthorne said as a stifled shout went up from somewhere behind him, with bystanders reporting that the commando then rolled his eyes in visible annoyance after discovering his radio man slumped against a tree stump with his neck snapped. I bust my ass putting together a crack team of the very, very best soldiers, only for some wraith-like adversary to leap down from an overhanging branch and execute a silent takedown before receding into the shadows to strike again. It pushes my buttons every time. Wildly firing my machine gun into the mist makes me feel a little better, but it never actually stops the bastards. They just breeze right past me and stealthily slit another guy's throat. Damn it, I took this job to be the hunter, not the hunted. It's a huge pet peeve of mine to be the hunted. At press time, Hawthorne was reportedly preparing to give the assailant a piece of his mind after a rope snare left him dangling helplessly by one ankle. Next, news and photos, at least child laborer not staring at iPad all day. Next, woman struggles to put down bags while holding coffee like dog trying to fit stick through door, Dateline Chicago. Cocking her head in confusion as she sought to determine if what she was attempting to do was even possible, area woman Sandra Brockett reportedly struggled to put down her bags Wednesday while still holding onto her coffee like a dog trying to fit a stick through a door. Oh, here she goes. Can she figure this out? Co-worker Angie Ackerman said as a large tote bag dangled from Brackett's forearm as she tried to set it down and let go of it without spilling her coffee, a scenario that recalled a golden retriever's attempt to bring inside a stick that is longer than a door frame's width. Every time this happens, you can see her bumping up against the limits of her spatial logic. She keeps sliding the bag up and down her arm, but of course that doesn't work. Wait, she's almost got it. No, not quite. At press time, Brackett, still entangled in her bags and holding her coffee, had reportedly lay down on the floor in resignation and was growling at anyone who tried to help her. Now it's time for American Voices. Jill Biden leaves teaching post. First Lady Jill Biden announced that she is stepping down from her teaching position at Northern Virginia Community College, capping off over 40 years of teaching in both high school and community college classrooms. What do you think? Ted Heinzen, Herb Chopper. That's okay. We're all smart enough already. Matt Yarnell, Hat Sizer. I guess she finally realized she could make more money as a private tutor. Suzanne Pierpoint, Andre Salter. The strength of a marriage is truly tested when both partners are unemployed. Next. Top Russian general killed by a bomb. Russian Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who was chief of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection troops, was killed outside a Moscow apartment building when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter went off, with Ukraine taking credit in the most high-profile killing of its kind. What do you think? Joan Russell, systems analyst. an unacceptable escalation by Bird. Neil Carmichael, GOAT researcher. Yeah, bombs will do that. Travis Kunst, college compiler. Wow, even the military isn't safe in war. Next, historic wildfires ravage Los Angeles. At least 5 fires across the Los Angeles area, including one in Hollywood Hills, scorched more than 45 square miles and put roughly 180,000 people under evacuation orders. What do you think, Gilberto Dimas, padlock tester? We never get historic wildfires in my podunk town. Thomas Gamboa, circus transporter. Those wildfires will never work in this town again. Erica Drake, fruit ripener. Mass evacuations is a great networking opportunity. That concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last 30 minutes. And until next time, be well.